Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Hi, welcome to the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and this is day 7. Let's open door number 7 and see what's behind it today.
Snow is flying, man is cold, it's in the air everywhere I go. It's a crazy time of the year, man, it's Christmas.
Christingle and some Christmas. You know, there are many different symbols that are used by Christians to celebrate Christmas, and two, one old and one new, are the Christingle and the Chrisman. Now, since the Christingle originated in Europe, I'll let James Cooper tell us about that first, then I'll talk about the Chrismons. James?
The word Christingle means Christ light, and celebrates Jesus, the light of the world. No one's really sure when the first Christingles were made, but it might well have been in the Czech Republic, where the Moravian Church has held Christingle services for over 200 years. However it started, Christingles are now a popular part of Christmas celebrations, and every part of the Christingle has a special meaning. Well, the base of it is an orange, which is round like the world. The candle that's put in the top of the orange represents Jesus, the light of the world. The red ribbon that runs around the centre of the orange represents the blood of Jesus that he shed when he died for us. The four cocktail sticks point in the four directions and symbolise north, east, south and west, and they also represent the four seasons. And the fruit and nuts, or how I like them, sweets, put on the cocktail sticks represent the fruits of the earth, nurtured by the sunshine and the rain. Christingles are a great festive occasion, so if there's one near you this year, why not go along?
Well, I'd love to, James, but a Google search for Christingle services in my area turned up nothing. Too bad, because I would have loved to have seen one. Well, on to Chrismons. Chrismons are Christmas tree decorations that are made from Christian symbols, and they're a much newer addition to the Christmas celebrations. They were first made by Francis Kipps Spencer at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Danville, Virginia, here in the United States. She also thought of the word Chrismon, which is a combination of Christ and monogram, meaning symbol, of course. Chrismons are often white or gold. White is the liturgical or church color for Christmas and symbolizes that Jesus was pure and perfect. Gold symbolizes the kingship of Jesus. Common Chrismon symbols include crosses, stars, and a dove. Now, you can see many more Chrismon symbols and their meanings at whychristmas.com. Just go over there to the Chrismons page in the customs section. There will be a link in the show notes at lifespringpodcast.com. So why not decorate your tree this year with Chrismons to remind yourself of the real meaning of Christmas?
I said, man, it's Christmas. I said, it's Christmas, Daddy-O. Man, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas,
there you go, a short look at two Christmas traditions that you can add to your family Christmas. Hey, James and I hope that you're really enjoying these shows. We're having a lot of fun. Please feel free to send us feedback or suggestions at steve.lifespring@gmail.com. And also, we're still accepting audio Merry Christmases in languages other than English. Record one and send it to my Gmail address or 206-350-CALL. That's my listener comment line. And my Skype ID is lifespring_podcast. Any of those will work. And also, if you like the shows, please tell a friend about the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. And as I said, show notes are at lifespringpodcast.com or advent.podshow.com. I'm Steve Webb, and I'll see you tomorrow for day number 8.
It's the best of all, I know this Christmas brings, long after Christmas ties are gone, and treasures here no longer.